The following is a special announcement for listeners of the Where is God's Word program with Bruce Musselman. On the morning of May 15th, Brother Bruce Musselman went home to be with the Lord following a short illness. His last new radio program aired just 8 days before his passing. Please join me in praying for the Musselman family and Bruce's friends and colleagues. For now and the next couple of months, we will be airing classic Bruce Musselman programs from our archives. We trust you will be edified and encouraged by these vintage programs. Now, let's join this week's edition of Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman. Welcome to Where is God's Word with your host, Bruce Musselman, brought to you by the Mantua Country Baptist Church of Aurora, Ohio. Bruce combines over 40 years of experience as a pastor, Bible teacher, and author. This program addresses topics surrounding the authority and inerrancy of the Bible. Here now with this week's edition of Where is God's Word is Bruce Musselman.
We're glad to greet you again, and this is the day the Lord hath made, so let us rejoice and be glad in it. And the Lord tells us that we should give thanks to Him for His goodness and praise Him, and it'll bring us joy and it'll bring us peace in our life. And so we want to start the program that way. But this program upholds the authority of the Bible. And of course, if you have Bibles that disagree with each other, it takes away the authority. And some people teach, well, you find a passage in the scripture and you look at a number of translations, you decide the one that you like. Well, that makes you the authority, right? If you decide, because they disagree, and they disagree in 40,000 words. If you doubt this, you ought to read New Age Bible Versions, and you can check it out for yourself in that book. They have 2,500 scripture verses, and they show the differences, and you can check them out for yourself. You don't have to take anybody's word for anything. I just hope that through this program, you'll get interested and investigate. And in these 2,500 verses in this book, the New Age Bible Versions, it shows the implications of the changes. And the names of Jesus, as we have mentioned many times, have been taken out of these modern corruptions. And I'm talking about the New American Standard Version, the New International Version, the Jehovah's Witnesses Bible, and all of them coming from the same corrupt text. And we talk about that here. Now, in the Bible, it talks about this subject, and if God would talk about how to raise children or how to get along with people or how to be saved, He certainly would talk about the true text and give you evidence of it, and He shows you where the true Word of God is in the Bible. And so I'm going to read some passages dealing with this subject. Now, first of all, it says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. So it says we're born again by incorruptible seed. It's not of corruptible seed. So we see that God has given us a Bible that is not corrupt. It is perfect. And I know that the Greek teachers, that's the first thing they teach you, is no translation is inspired, but inspiration did not stop with the original apostles. God breathed into His Word, the life of God, into His words. And He said that He would protect those words, and that's what He's talking about here. Now, it may be that you say you've been saved through a modern version, but you haven't been saved by reading, for instance, Luke 2:33, where the modern perversions teach that Jesus' father was Joseph. And yet in the same chapter, as we've mentioned many times before, Jesus corrects Mary for saying that, and she had been saying it as a cover-up. And Jesus never accepted Joseph as His father. People say, well, that's His stepfather. But He would never say that because He always said that His father was God. And that is a fundamental of Christianity. That is the basic a doctrine of Christianity, that God took on a human body in the womb of Mary, the eternal God. And the Bible says about Jesus Christ, in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in Him. And so God here says that His word will not corrupt. Now, in another place, it says that there are many that corrupt the word of God. Well, that is, they put out corrupt versions and corrupt Bibles, and even in Paul's day, they did it. If they did it back then, why would they not do it today? But he's saying at the same time, there will be Bibles put out that are not corrupt because God will protect them and keep them. And we know that that is the authorized King James Bible. And that's why we have this program. So it says here, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. So that is, God's word is incorruptible. And the Bible says in Psalms 12, 6, and 7, the words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth. They don't have errors in them. And somebody that, I call them a flapdoodle, because they do this to promote their own ego, or somebody else's that taught them. But the Bible says it's incorruptible seed, and the words of the Lord are pure words. As silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times, thou shalt keep them, O Lord, thou shalt preserve them from this generation. And by the way, you know, in the modern versions, they pervert that last verse. It's strange how the first time the perversion comes in is in a modern version of the Bible, because all the commentators like Luther and Calvin and all the rest of it, they all translate it like the King James Bible translates it, referring that God would keep his words, not simply keep his people, although that is true. And so the modern ones pervert that also in order to put out their perverted Bibles. You know, one of the problems today is that they're not promoted by the churches. Now, in the New Testament, everything is to be done through a local church. And local is, I shouldn't even say a local church, but a lot of people don't understand it. A church is an organized body of believers, but more than being organized, it's an organism. And it is the body of Christ in that place. And things are to be done not by somebody that is unsaved. And an individual is the guy that owns Fox Network, and he bought up Zondervan. Now he's buying another large Christian publishing company. But local churches should be involved. Today they say, well, they say that the modern versions are selling better than the King James. They may be from these companies, but they're basing their information on these companies. They're not talking about all the Bible-believing Baptist churches that are producing King James Bibles. And for instance, there's one group in Austin, Texas, one church there that gives out 10,000 King James Bibles or translations of that text around the world every single month. And that's not the only one that's doing this. So the churches are to be involved, not a publishing house of unsaved, run by unsaved people that are putting these things out for money. And if it's not for money, why does a new one come out every year or two? Well, it comes out for money, obviously. And it says here, we're not born of, we're born again of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. That is, it's impossible to corrupt the word of God because they can make counterfeits of it, but God will preserve his word somewhere in the world and by his power and by his might. And a God that controls the stars, that they move within a fraction of a second, a God that controls the atoms and the molecules and controls them from falling apart or flying apart, can control and keep his words down through time. And today, the Greek professors in so many of these schools, they're destroying the authority of the Bible. And when a minister says this is an unfortunate translation or a better reading is, or that kind of nonsense, and he's never spent any time studying Greek. You know, the 47 translators of the King James Bible, a lot of them read, wrote, and spoke Greek before they even went to college. And they were experts in all the cognate languages around the Middle East at that time. They were truly scholars. And furthermore, as they were studying this whole thing and making the translation, they were giving out the information to all the people of England so that they could study the translation as it was being made and as they were putting it together. But today, some secret clientele put something together and it's based on a text that has been put together by unbelievers, antichrist people. I mean, people that did not believe that Jesus Christ is God, and that is the most fundamental teaching of Christianity. And they put the text, and so they take out the names of Jesus 100 times. I have it hard to understand how a preacher that says that he believes Jesus Christ is God and believes in the triune God can use an NIV. We have the proof here, and we give it out, and you can listen to the announcer. We have 100 words in 100 places where it shows it. We give it out for free. We pay for the mailing of this thing. And you can see for yourself, how can you rationalize kicking out Jesus out of the New Testament 100 places? The Bible says in all things he might have the preeminence. You say, what about the manuscript evidence? Well, I'm glad you asked. 99% will back up the King James. 99% will have it in. And we have the books, we've got the evidence, and we have the proof, and we could show you these things. And so it says, by the word of God. Now, this is important. People today believe all kinds of ideas in religion. The Bible says, people say, well, why is so many religions? Because the Bible says every man turns to his own way. It's like a smorgasbord of religion, and he picks out what he likes. Well, the Bible is not that way. God gave his word. You say, well, how do you know it's his word? Because he predicts the future. You know, Jesus says right before he comes back, there'll be earthquakes in divers, and that's various places. The earth is bubbling with earthquakes. It wasn't that way in the beginning of the 20th century. It wasn't that way. You know, Jesus has said it would be right before he's coming back, and the world, Jews have gone back to the land. The world government is being set up. The prophecy is incredible and tremendous. God is blowing the horn of his second coming so loud that only a deaf person wouldn't hear it. And it proves the Bible is the word of God. There's massive amount of prophecy, and only God can predict the future. And the prophecies aren't like some deadhead guy that professes to be a prophet. It's 100%. It's very detailed. You know, when Jesus came the first time, the prophet Daniel told the exact year, month, and date that he would come and that the temple would be destroyed and that he would die. And an army would come in and destroy the city. And Jesus came in on the very day, Palm Sunday, 483 years after the order to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem, which Daniel said he would. Our faith is based, don't let the atheist deceive you and say that faith is based on just a leap in the dark. Our faith is based on absolute proof. God wouldn't hold us responsible at the judgment day for whether we received or accepted Christ or rejected him. But we will be responsible because he's given us absolute and total proof. Someone called in one time and says, well, they're doubting their faith because of the Shroud of Turin. Well, I doubt because of that too. How would anybody know when the Romans crucified so many people? But the Bible gives massive proof of its evidence that it comes from Almighty God. And it says it's the Word of God. And God has told us over and over again that the Word of God liveth and abideth forever. Now, it says it liveth. What's that? Well, we were taught in high school in science class that something that's alive can reproduce itself. And that's a good definition. If it's alive, it can reproduce itself. The true text reproduces itself. Oh, yes, God uses men to do it. That's why when the King James Bible came out, the one that God chose to bless, since that time, over 200 people with all types of organizations and famous people have put out Bibles. And God didn't choose to bless them. But the true word of God liveth, and today the King James is still read, and the latest polls more than any other version. People particularly that read it every single day are reading this more than anything else. Why? Because the Spirit of God, Jesus said, he will guide you into all truth, and he will abide with you forever. Well, why do these preachers keep on using the corrupt ones? Because they were taught that in school. And Jesus says, you make the word of God of no effect by your traditions. And so it's tradition that they're following rather than the Spirit of God, which can liveth in the saved person. And another thing, they do it because of pride. And Satan controls man's thinking through pride. He is the king of pride. And once that they have promoted something, they're too proud to admit that they're wrong. But someday they're going to admit that they're wrong in front of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it says, which liveth, it could reproduce itself. And then it says, it abideth forever. The true text will live on through all eternity. And Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall never pass away. It's his words. That's why we call this the verbal inspiration. God gave it, but he also said he would preserve it. When I first went to study this subject, I went to a seminary to talk to a Greek professor at a well-known seminary. And this is supposed to be fundamental in the seminary. And so when I talked to him, he gave me this paper that he had, and it was about 70 pages. I didn't understand it. But he said that God never said he would preserve his words. Well, thankfully, I'd read the New Testament through about 30 times by the time that I went to this professor to study the Greek text and try to find out what was going on. And as soon as I read that, and I never remembered anybody ever teaching me that he would preserve his words. But the verse after verse after verse in the Bible that I had read came out. And so God has said this. The Bible says the word of God endureth forever. And all through the Bible it says, Jesus said to the Jewish people, he said, this is my covenant with Jacob, Isaiah 59, 20 and 21. The words I speak unto thee shall not depart out of thy mouth, or out of the mouth of thy seed, or out of the mouth of thy seed, from this generation forever. The Old Testament in the King James is based on a Hebrew Masoretic text, and they found it in the Dead Sea Scrolls copies that went from hundreds of years before Christ that agree with the text that the King James is based on, the Old Testament. The modern ones have been corrupted by Kittle and put man's viewpoints in there. And some of these corruptions, you know, someplace they talk about us being slaves, and God says we're servants. You know what a definition of a slave is? A definition of a slave is involuntary service. Well, Jesus calls us to serve him, but he didn't force us to do it. And involuntary service simply means that a person is kidnapped and forced to serve with a whip. And they put that into modern versions. Well, here's a person unsaved reading a modern version, and it talks about being a slave rather than a servant. A servant is someone that serves. So it says here, all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. And everything in nature, it falls away, it dies. The flower fades and falls away. The grass falls away, it dies. But it says, the word of the Lord endureth forever. That's what we've been talking about. The word of the Lord endureth forever, it lasts forever. And it says, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Down through the ages, the people that the Holy Spirit used down through the ages were using their true text. And God was blessing them, and people were saved through it. You know, we have an announcement or two to make, and then we'll conclude.
You're listening to Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please contact us. Our email address is sos1611@gmail.com. That's sos1611@gmail.com. And now let's return to more of Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman.
All right, we'll go back to the program, and we're just completing this, and it says, this is the gospel, this is the word of God, which by the gospel has been preached unto you. So down through the ages, we started Irenaeus, who was trained by Polycarp, who was trained by the Apostle John. And he had the true text. And in there, he talks against the Gnostics who had corrupted the word of God. And then Origen corrupts the word of God at his time also. And so we have, it is called the Alexandrian text, coming from the corrupt manuscripts. And then we have Patrick that we mentioned. And Patrick started 360 Bible-believing churches and 120 baptized 120,000 adults and was sent there as a missionary by the Welsh churches. And they had the old italic text, the old Latin italic text, which was the true text that the King James was based on. And later on, Tyndale used it. And then we had Constantine Silvanus. And he was a preacher in 680, and he was using the Word of God, the true text in the Koine Greek. And then we have Peter Waldo that we can talk about. And Peter Waldo was a rich merchant that got saved, and he started to train young men, and they preached all over Europe. And he translated the Bible from the true text. He was another one in the line. And I'm just picking out a few from church history. We have Mr. Tyndale, and Tyndale translated the New Testament into English from the Greek Koine Greek text, which is the received text of the King James Bible. And Tyndale died for his faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. 90% of the words in the King James are the words that Tyndale translated. We have John Reynolds, who was the leader in talking to King James about a translation and believed in believer's baptism. And the scholars behind the King James Bible, many of them were experts in Greek and many other languages. And they went over every single word 15 times. Today, preachers sometimes that have not even studied Greek and are writing commentaries, and they haven't even studied the language, or they don't know anything about manuscript evidence, which the King James translators did, and they're correcting the Bible. And then Martin Luther, the famous founder of the Lutheran religion, had the received text, and he put out a translation in German. John Calvin had the received text and used it. John Wesley had the received text and used it. And then Adoniram Judson, the first missionary from America, went to Burma. And today there's hundreds of thousands of Burmese people that are born again and saved. And then Mr. Whitfield, the famous evangelist, and his preaching turned America upside down. And he was the one that brought the King James Bible over, and God blessed it and used it. And then we come down to our time and Billy Sunday. And while A.T. Robertson was stating the King James was dead, people by the hundreds of thousands were coming to Christ through Billy Sunday. And when he had a revival meeting in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, two churches near the place where he was holding a meeting took in 1,000 members apiece after the Billy Sunday meetings. So he said, if scholarship disagree with the devil's with the Bible, and he used the King James Bible, scholarship can go plumb to the devil. Well, I'll tell you, that's the way I feel about it. And God says we have a foundation, and our foundation is the Word of God. When the devil tempted Jesus, what did he say? He said, it is written. And what was he using? Copies of copies. Because the Word of God liveth and abideth forever. It lasts through all times. You're going to have a Bible that lasts. And the King James, as we said many times, has gone through hundreds of other translations that come out, and they just last as long as the person lives that put them out, and about that time they die and go off the scenes. And I can remember all kinds of translations just in my lifetime that came and made a splash, and then they disappeared because of the advertising. But God wants us to have a true foundation. And we know God. I can tell you personally, there's times where I've been down and I get into that Bible and God speaks to me in such a way that I get heaven in my soul. You want to have an experience with God and know God personally, it's all in the Bible. You want to have the answers for everything in life, the answers for everything in our country, the answers for salvation. It's all in the Word of God. And Jesus said, whosoever cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. What a wonderful promise. That says in a simple prayer, you repent, you ask God to forgive you, and you say, Jesus, I accept you as my Lord, the boss of my life, and the one that died for my sins, my Savior. You don't save yourself, He saves you. And just tell Him in a simple prayer. And today you will have eternal life. You'll be as sure of heaven as if you've been there a million years. It's not my word, it's what God said. Thank God for His Word. We have a receipt from Jesus Christ in the Word of God in the black and white. I hope you have a wonderful day, and you ought to if you know Jesus. You can pray to Him and ask Him to help you in every problem you have. I mean, it works for me. It works for millions of people, and it'll work for you. He will work for you. Praise God for Jesus.
You have been listening to Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman. If you enjoyed today's program and would like to receive a free brochure that lists 100 references where the name of Jesus has been omitted from modern versions, we invite you to drop us an email at sos1611@gmail.com. That's sos1611@gmail.com. Where is God's Word is sponsored by the Mantoway Country Baptist Church, located at 12385 Chamberlain Road near Aurora, Ohio. Pastor Murray Bay and the congregation cordially invite you to worship with them. Sunday morning services are held at 10 and 11 a.m. For directions or more information, please call 330-562-6600. That's 330-562-6600. Or write to the Mantoway Country Baptist Church, 12385 Chamberlain Road, Aurora, Ohio, 44202. Tune in again next week at the same time for another edition of Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman.